This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. CU Boulder students reported lower rates of sexual misconduct in a university survey last year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than 10,000 students responded to the survey. 15% of undergraduate women reported being sexually assaulted since coming to CU Boulder. That's compared to 28% in 2015. About one in five reported sexual harassment. Officials say the pandemic could have contributed to lower rates since more college students were living at home with family. A new sexual misconduct task force will use the data to expand prevention efforts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado honored those who lost their lives during 9/11 20 years ago. The Colorado Remembers 9/11 event was held at the University of Denver's Newman Art Center Thursday night. Governor Jared Polis said Americans are still learning lessons from that fateful day.
Today we continue to witness acts of aggression across the world, sadly even here at home. This anniversary is a reminder that we must show the strength and prevail in the face of those who intend to do us harm.
A national security forum was held after prayer and a moment of silence. Former CIA Director Jim Brennan and UN Ambassador John Bolton were among the guest speakers at the event. The Air Force football team hosts Colorado tomorrow for the first time in almost 50 years. The Falcons are coming off a win over Northern Iowa last week. The Buffs are looking for their first win of the season after losing to TCU. The Buffs and Falcons last played each other in 1974 when CU edged Air Force in a 28-27 thriller. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.